invite you to be seated. I would like to remind you that you've all been given power to become children of God. And so I'd like for all the children to come forward. That includes you. You don't have to move out of your pew if you don't want to. I promise I'll let you go back to it at the end if you're brave enough to come to the front row. But make sure that you can see a little bit. We've tried to lift it up for you. All children are welcome to come sit here so you can see better. All of the older children are welcome to see on the front row if you'd like. Come forward if you would like. The rest of you may be seated.
Good morning, children. Good morning, Joe. The Word was made flesh and lived among us. The evangelist John has a way with words, doesn't he? A way with words and the Word. It's beautiful poetry, but most of us need a little more. We need something more visible, more tangible. Since the 13th century, when St. Francis of Assisi developed the first creche, the first nativity set, we have loved and we have all manner of nativity scenes that we can help, that use to help us remember this powerful story of God coming into the world as one of us. Jerome Berryman, the creator of Godly Play, believes also that we need these tangible reminders, these visible reminders. And so in Godly Play, we use this beautiful set made of carved olive wood from Bethlehem, or at least carved in Bethlehem, of olive wood grown in that area. So here is the story of the Holy Family. Here is the Christ child. He's reaching out his arms to give you a hug. And here's the mother, Mary. And here's the father, Joseph. And here is the donkey that Mary must have ridden on the way to Bethlehem. You remember that Mary and Joseph had to go to Bethlehem to be counted by the Roman soldiers. And Mary was almost ready to have a baby. When you're almost ready to have a baby, it's hard to walk a long way. So sometimes Mary would get on the donkey and ride. But you know, when you're almost ready to have a baby, it's also hard to ride a donkey. Because sometimes Mary would get down and walk for a while. And they went like that with Mary, walking and riding and riding and walking, and Joseph helping her every step of the way. Here is the cow who was in the stable when the baby was born. She was so surprised to come to her feed box, her manger that morning, to find her breakfast, but instead of her breakfast, she found a baby. She was so surprised, all she could do was stare and stare with her big brown eyes. Here is the shepherd who saw the great light in the sky at night. There are more shepherds than this, but we'll just use this one to help us remember. And there were many, many sheep. who would just put down these to remind us. When the shepherds saw the light in the darkness, they were afraid. They were terrified. And then they heard singing, and they were even more scared. Until they listened to the words, the angels were singing, "Peace on earth and goodwill to all people." The shepherds were told to go to Bethlehem, and they did. And here are the three kings, the wise ones. They were so wise that people thought they were magic. And so, in their language, their name is Magi. Of all the things that the Magi knew about, the thing they knew the most about were the stars. You got it. When they looked up into the sky at night, they knew the names of the stars. They knew where each one was supposed to be at what time of the year. One night they looked up and saw a wild star. It wasn't on any of their star maps. And the star seemed to be moving. The Magi just had to follow it and see where it would lead them. And it led them to the Christ child. And there they offered their gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Here is the Christ child reaching out his arms to give you a hug. This child grew up and became a man who died on the cross for us. It was very sad, but also wonderful. In an Easter kind of way. Because now he can reach out his arms and give the whole world a hug. Now he is not just back then in that place. Now he is everywhere at all time. A gift for the whole world. Now, I wonder what part of this story you like best.
I like the
big one. The big one. We call that the risen Jesus. Even he was present at his own birth, if you look at this that way, which is very interesting. I wonder what part of this story is most important. Yeah. And he died. It's sad, but very important, right? Yeah. When he was born, because if he wasn't born, he wouldn't have the rest of the story, right? Yeah. The star that the Magi followed, that we still remember. Some of us put a star on the top of our Christmas tree. I wonder what part of this story you are in. A part that is about you or that seems to be especially for you. Yes. We would not be here if we were not born. Yeah, that's a good one. I wonder if there's any part of this story that we could leave out and still have everything we need. What? Did you hear that? It was a chain reaction. If you didn't have one thing, the other things couldn't happen, right? We didn't have, right, how did they know? They followed that star. They couldn't Google it, right? Right? No. They what? They could have found out by angels. Isn't it interesting? God sent angels to the shepherds, but God sent the star to the Magi. Who knows why? Yes. Don't really need the sheep. Well, you know, isn't this good shepherd parish? Don't we need sheep to have shepherds? Right. Okay. Well, this is such an important story that we don't just tell it once a year at Christmas time. In Godly Play, this story sits in a prominent position, and if some of you will visit the room next week, you'll see. It sits right behind where the storyteller sits on the floor. If we were in a Godly playroom, we would all be sitting on the floor in a circle. We didn't ask you to do that today. But this story sits right there. It's one of the first things that you see when you walk into the room. And it's so important. We tell it every time that we change the color under the Holy Family. I don't know if you can see, but today the liturgical color is white, so the underlay, the cloth beneath the Holy Family is white. Every time we change the color, I wonder what color will come next. Green, or Epiphany. And after that, we go from Epiphany to... You didn't know you were going to have a quiz. It's not blue, it's purple for Lent. And then we come white again, and after a long season, because Easter's more than one day, we come to that special day once a year that's what? It's red. Anybody remember the name? Nope. Not Epiphany. Come on, grown-ups, you can help.
Pentecost.
So we change the color. We're always in sync with the liturgical year of God's play. And we change the color unto the Holy Family. The Holy Family is here to remind us that Christmas is not just one day of the year. It's always Christmas in our room. And we always remember that Jesus is in every time and every place. The light came into the world at Christmas, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not and will not and cannot overcome. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for being such good listeners and participating. You were great.